Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 6:24, Polokwane 6:22 en Mahikeng 7:23.
Lots of traffic. I'll give you a full update shortly. The N3 northbound queuing badly from London Road towards Buccleuch at the moment. And then there are accidents on the N12 R24 link into the Galilee's interchange. There's an accident on the N3 south just before the Galilee's interchange. And there is an accident at Van Buren.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Springbok wing Kurtley Arendse makes a sensational return to the starting lineup for tomorrow and India to tour South Africa in a four-match T20 series in November.
Randwater begin môre met 'n langtermyn onderhoudsprojek wat tot lae waterdruk in verskeie woonbuurte van Gauteng, Mpumalanga en Noordwes kan raak. Nou inwoners word aangemoedig om voorbereiding te tref want hierdie projek gaan aanhou tot die 29ste Julie. Die woordvoerder Makenosi Maru onderstreep die belangrikheid van die projek.
We are able to preserve the quality and integrity of our infrastructure. But also we are able to ensure that we increase the lifespan of the assets. So we are maintaining infrastructure so that we have uninterrupted water supply for the current and future generations.
Die stilte oor hoe die kabinet gaan lyk is intussen oor verdowend en hoe langer dit duur, hoe meer word daar gespekuleer. President Cyril Ramaphosa moet 'n kabinet saamstel wat nie net die ANC nie, maar ook die ander partye in die regering van nasionale eenheid verteenwoordig. Anastasie Mokgabo het meer oor wat ons weet sover.
None of the parties in the GNU, the DA, IFP, PA or could have gone public yet as negotiations enter the home stretch. It's understood that President Ramaphosa will meet with the DA today. Roles in cabinet and on parliamentary portfolio committee are said to be in proportion to a party's share of seats in the National Assembly. Commissioner in the National Planning Commission, Lebohang Peku, says South Africa has an opportunity to redefine coalition politics.
The opportunity potentially for this six-party coalition to begin to pool the talents and the ideas that come away from a mono approach and a mono party.
Anastasia Mokgabo for Jacaranda FM News.
In die Ooskaap sê premier Oscar Mabuyane intussen sy kabinetskeuses berus op die beginsels van bevoegdheid, deurgaanse doeltreffendheid en toewyding. Hy is verlede week heraangestel as die provinsie se premier.
We have got more than 50% of our municipalities being on unqualified. We are focusing on that. We've got to get local government functioning optimally. We've got to get local government sphere functioning optimally. Taps must get water out. That's why we're building the Mzimvubu. Mzimvubu that would have been conceptualized in early 60s is now under construction.
'N Besige sportnaweek wag ook op Suid-Afrikaners. Joe Mann het deur die loop van die middag meer besonderhede, maar hier sê 'n voorsmaakie. Die snelbouler Kagiso Rabada sê die Proteas gaan die T20 Wêreldbeker wedstryd vir wedstryd aanpak.
There's no point thinking about it. You just take it game by game and the belief is there. Belief is there. If you don't have the belief, then you might as well go pack your bags and go home. And whatever happens after that happens, but the belief is there.
En ook 'n groot naweek vir die Bulle. Hulle pak Glasgow die naweek in die United Rugby Championships finaal op Loftus. En die flank Marco van Staden sê dis 'n eer om die wedstryd daar te speel.
Full Loftus, so the occasion is big, but yeah, it's a privilege to have that pressure. I think it's a nice pressure. You're hosting a final at your home ground, so I think you can't ask for more than that.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, meer nuus om 5.
Hey you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's got to be you.